Hello, and welcome back to the My First Marathon podcast, where usually we're interviewing runners in all stages of their running careers about their first marathon experiences. But today we're back with another Wednesday mini episode. It is good to be back to filming some solo episodes. I took quite the hiatus for some personal reasons that I'll kind of touch on a little bit in this episode. But before we jump into all of that, today we're going to be talking about returning to running. I have been going through the return to run journey myself right now after taking basically 2 full months off without running, which has kind of forced me to do a few things. It's forced me to think about my relationship with running. It's forced me to kind of like evaluate what my goals are and what I'm still looking to get out of this year. And honestly, it's forcing change in me in a way that I haven't had change forced in a long time. So I'm going to talk about my return to running journey and how I'm approaching it, and also give you some tips and tricks if you're also in a similar boat where you are starting from scratch once again. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. Alrighty, so to give you some context about where I've been, and I want to give a brief kind of trigger warning that I will be talking about some pregnancy loss and things related to that on today's episode. So if that's a sensitive topic for you, feel free to skip off of this or maybe fast forward about 2 minutes so that we can really get into the return to running stuff. But that being said, over the last couple of months, my life has been in a complete whirlwind. My husband and I found out in early May that we were pregnant, and we found out in early June that we unfortunately had an early miscarriage. So, my body had changed a lot. My mind had changed a lot. My goals had changed a lot, and running absolutely took a backseat to all of that. I think I want to do a separate episode about training through grief, because that has been something that has been really interesting to me as I've been on my return to running journey. But for today, we're just going to focus on how to rebuild when you're forced by whatever happens in your life to kind of start over from scratch. So for me, I started my running journey 3, maybe 4 years ago, depending on what you count as like the start of the running journey. But I've been running consistently for some time now. And in that 3 to 4 year time span, I've done a lot. I started with some half marathons and some 10Ks, ran a whole lot of those. That built up to my first marathon. I ran 2 marathons in a year. And then the following year, I ran 3 marathons in a year. So I've ran 5 total marathons in a very short time span, I would say. And in that time frame, like, I was just working off of my fitness and my momentum. Like, I didn't ever really stop or take an extended period of time off of running. I think the longest break that I've taken in that like 3 to 4 year span was probably like a month, maybe. And even in there, I was probably doing like some sort of movement, some sort of cardio to keep up fitness. So this is the first time that running really came to a screeching, and movement in general kind of came to a screeching halt for me. And I think if this is something that you've gone through before, something that I learned through that experience is that when you're forced to start over, it's really hard to find the motivation to come back. You start to fall into this trap of kind of feeling bad about yourself, and you've lost this like huge part of yourself, and you lost this way to cope with your feelings and cope with your emotions. And it can feel really daunting, again, to stare at the starting line, I guess you could say, of restarting your running journey and having the courage or the willingness or the motivation to kind of take that first step. So I started and stopped for about a week. I would go out for like a mile or something like that. It would feel okay. And then I'd come back, and then I'd find it really hard to get myself back out there. So 3, 4 days would pass, and maybe I'd try another half mile, or I'd go for a walk or something like that. So I was trying, and I did have, I guess, the motivation to start, but I didn't have the follow through to continue on. So 2 weeks ago, I'm a running coach myself, so I guess I have the luxury of doing this, but there's a lot of free resources out there, and I hope to be a free resource for you by the end of this episode as well, about how to get back into running, like how to set a routine around it, how to build back up from your current fitness, how to do it in a safe way. And so that's a lot of what I'm going to be talking about today. So I treated this very much like I was coaching myself. So the first thing that I did was I kind of sat down with my journal, and I wrote down a few things that were important to me in this return to running journey. So a few priorities that I'm really focused on right now is moving how I want, not forcing what I don't want to do. And I don't want to get that confused with like a lack of discipline, because I obviously have trained for a lot of races. I've done a lot of hard things. I know I've proved to myself at this point that I can be disciplined. That's not the point of this. The point of this is I know that I'm rebuilding a relationship with running at the same time that I'm rebuilding my fitness. And so it's really important to me that when I have an itch to move in a certain way, that I'm following that itch. An example of that is the other Saturday, I had a run on the calendar that I just did not have the motivation to do, but I just happened to like catch my bike out of the corner of my eye and go, well, I haven't touched that in a little bit, and decided that it would be a beautiful day to go out and do a bike ride. So I went out and did an 11-mile bike ride, not the run that I had set out for, but that's okay, because that was the movement that I was looking to get that day. I've also kept, even though I've kind of programmed out my calendar to run on certain days, strength on certain days, cross training on certain days, I'm also allowing myself to be very fluid and flexible with that. So if I have strength on the calendar and I'm not really feeling strength for that day, and I feel like going for a run, I'm gonna go for a run. If I have run a run one day and I want to do the opposite, I'd rather do strength or stretch or do something else, I'm doing that. So I'm just being very, very gracious with myself about letting my motivation, my internal like motivation, my intrinsic discipline tell me where I should be going in terms of moving my body. The second thing that I'm really focused on is slow and easy movement, especially on the run. So I'm not doing any sort of continuous running right now. I'm only doing run walk, and I am just listening to my body on the running interval part of the run walk intervals to dictate kind of the speed that I'm looking to go. I'm not doing any sort of heart rate training. I'm not really tracking my pace at all. I didn't want anything metric driven to focus on right now because I'm going to get really caught up in what I was doing versus where my current fitness is at now. So I'm just listening to myself, slow and easy movement, not overdoing it, and I'm really focused on these run walk intervals. The third thing that I'm focused on is I picked a really achievable goal. It's not tied to a race or anything. I did sign up for like a couple of races in the fall just to have something down on the horizon that I can work towards. But for this return purposes of returning to running, I picked a very achievable goal for me and gave myself plenty of time to get there. So my goal right now is to get back to 10 miles. I know for my mental health, basically any long run over 6 miles, I can really start to process the things in my head. I can start to like decompress from the week. It's, I don't know. You're all distance runners, probably, if you're listening to this podcast. So you probably know what I'm talking about when I say, like, I truly don't start to process my feelings and emotions on runs that are less than an hour. Like, I really need those long, tough runs to really kind of get out of my head and take the edge off and do whatever I got to do for that day or that week. So my goal is to get back to running continuous over an hour. And I set my sights on running 10 miles again because that feels like a pretty good goal. It doesn't have to be 10 miles for you. That's the beauty of return to running, is the goal that you set for yourself could be literally anything that you want. But I do think that it's important to have a goal to work towards, because especially if you've trained for races in the past, because that's probably what kicked off your running journey, is you picked some sort of race or you picked some sort of goal that you wanted to work towards, and that was the motivation to get you to work towards a goal and to be consistent. So pick a goal. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be to run 5 miles, could be to run 10 miles, it could be to run a race, but whatever it is, just pick something so that you have something to work towards. And then the fourth and final thing before I talk into the actual like logistics of what I've been doing that I've been really focused on is planning ahead. So I don't want to let the week happen to me. That's where I started to start stop in the beginning of when I decided I was going to try to return to running. When I would let the week happen to me and only follow when I wanted to run, I had a really hard time getting started. So alongside setting the goal is like setting a plan. So what I did was I went ahead and planned out the entire plan. So from where my current fitness is at now, all the way up to running 10 miles, I planned out the days of the week that I was going to run, when I was going to do my strength training, when I was going to do cross training. Like I said, I'm being very flexible in that, but at least having a plan on the calendar is making me feel like I have some sense of control right now. And that has been beyond helpful for returning to running, especially after getting over something like grief or something big that's happened in your life. Okay, now let's talk about how I'm practically approaching this plan. So if you need a free resource to kickstart your return to running, hopefully this can be your free resource. So I'm gonna pull up my actual calendar over to the right of me and actually kind of read off of what I've been doing there. So I've chosen to run 4 days a week. That's something that I've always been comfortable with, especially after training for a bunch of marathons. So I'm doing 4 days a week, but you could also adjust this to be 3 days a week. And what I'm focused on is really two things: making sure that my total mileage week over week is not increasing over 10% week over week. And I'm also focused on making sure that I am doing some sort of strength throughout the week. I understand that taking 2 months off, I'm not gonna 100% have to start over from zero. That's not enough time for my body to completely reset. But I also know that I probably lost some muscle mass, especially running related muscle mass, over the last 2 months. And so strength training is really important to me. I mentioned this earlier, but the other thing that I'm doing is the first few weeks that several weeks that I'm going through this return to running plan, I'm not touching any continuous mileage. Those are all going to be run walk intervals. So the first thing that I would recommend doing when you're putting together your own return to running plan is to get an idea of where your baseline fitness is right now. Now, before you go out on this run, I want you to sit and remind yourself that this is simply a baseline fitness test. Like, this isn't something that you should beat yourself up about. This isn't something that you should compare to where you were 3 months ago. This is simply a baseline test of how long your long run should be, is really all that it is. It's telling you where to start so that you can set a plan on where you want to finish. That is completely yet. So do not beat yourself up over how this run goes. So what I did for my first run back is I went outside and I just set out to run as many continuous miles as felt physically comfortable for me. So as soon as I started, my breath started to feel labored or my body started to feel uncomfortable, that's when I stopped. And that's where I knew kind of where my, like, quote unquote peak fitness was in terms of my easy pace and easy effort. So for me, I went out and I think I was able to run like 2-3 miles without anything feeling uncomfortable. And as soon as I hit that 3 mile mark or whatever it was, I started to feel labored breathing or my body started to feel off. That's where I stopped my watch, recorded where I was at. And now I know where my baseline is to continue to build my plan off of. So to kind of walk you through the plan structure, right now I'm doing my rest day / cross training, depending on what I'm feeling, on a Saturday. Sunday I'm doing my long runs, and for those long runs I'm doing longer run walk intervals. So I'm doing 5 minutes of running and 1 minute of walking. If 1 minute of walking at first feels like not enough time to rest, then do 2 minutes of walking and work your way up to 1 minute of walking. But I'm doing those longer running intervals on the weekends to help me build up to continuous running on those long run days. During the week, my cadence right now is to run on a Monday, Tuesday and Thursday, and then I'm doing strength on Wednesday and Friday. On my runs during the week, I'm doing shorter intervals, so I'm doing 2 minutes of running and 30 seconds of walking. Again, if 30 seconds of walking doesn't feel like enough time to walk, then bump that up to a minute and work your way down. On my strength days, I'm doing only at-home strength workouts. Honestly, that's what's felt accessible for me right now, and that is okay. My body changed a lot when I went through like what I went through, and I'm uncomfortable to be in a gym with other people right now. Instead of beating myself up about that, because I certainly did a lot of that in the beginning, I'm just doing my at-home workouts. I'm not a strength certified coach myself. That's something I'd love to be one day, but for right now, I'm just following some YouTube videos that I really like. It's low weight. I can do it with the equipment that I have at home. And the point isn't for me to go lift heavy weights right now. The point is for me to get back into a routine and be doing some sort of targeted strength. So that's what I'm doing twice a week. And then from there, I'm just making sure that my total mileage is increasing by 10%, about 10% every single weekend, at least making sure that I'm not going over 10% so I don't overload my body. Like I said, my goal is to run 10 miles. So the last 3 long runs on my plan are all those continuous miles so that I can practice running continuous miles and build up to 10 miles. But otherwise, I'm doing 100% run walk for the duration of the plan. And that's it. I'm on about week 3 of this plan. I should be able to run my first 10 mile run in a really long time at the end of August. I'm hoping for August 23rd, but like I said, there are things that are more important to me than sticking to this plan perfectly. So I've got my priority list in front of me, and then I've got the plan in front of me, and I'm using both to make decisions on how to return to running right now. If this was helpful for you, I actually have a couple of people testing out this plan for me right now. And once I get some feedback from them, I will be putting together a paper version of this plan and uploading it as a free resource in our school community. So our school community, if you would like to join, is just skool.com/myfirstmarathon. I'll put it in the show notes as well so you can see that link. But if you don't have to have run a marathon, you don't have to have a plan to run a marathon, or you could have run 2, 3, 4 marathons at this point, you don't have to have any of those prerequisites to join. So if this is something that was helpful for you, please join the community, and that free resource should be up there in the next couple of weeks. Thank you so much for listening today. I know it has been quite the hiatus since I've done these mini episodes, and I know how much y'all appreciate and like them. So I'm hopeful to be back and putting these out at least bi-weekly at this point. But if you're returning to running or you're going through a lot right now, I just want to say, like, be kind to yourself. I know firsthand from the last couple of months what it's like to try and fit running around your life when you're going through something that's really painful and stressful and, you know, just completely throws you for a loop. So if you're going through something right now, just know that you have a community of people that are around you to support you. You're never alone. And my hope for you, if you're taking on your own return to running journey, is that you have some grace for yourself, you take it slow, and you just focus on getting back to feeling like you. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.